Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is the RTE Radio 1 podcast where we're profiling all 43 Doyle constituencies over 43 separate episodes, giving you the essential stats on each one. The seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and all the background and colour we can find in between. I'm Rachel English and I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan, and we're also joined from Cork by Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. Hello and welcome to both of you. We're going to move on now to another one. This constituency is Waterford. Barry, tell us about Waterford.
Yes, four seats in Waterford and all four incumbents are standing their ground to go again. We have Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan, the Minister of State Mary Butler of Fianna Fáil, the independent Matt Shanahan and the Green Party's Marco Cathasig.
And in comparison to some constituencies, Teresa, this is a nice clean one.
Absolutely. The boundaries here have been pretty stable since 2016. It's a four-seater. And that hasn't changed, even though the county has actually had quite a bit of population increase. It's standing at 127,000 now, which is up 9.6% on 2016.
So what are the issues likely to be here?
So this is a very interesting constituency. It mixes the city of Waterford with some large towns like Dungarvan and Tremore, and then a wider hinterland in rural County Waterford. It's important to say, I suppose, that you know there's some pockets of disadvantage especially on the edges of Waterford city. But the city itself has had some quite good investment in recent years. You know, the creation of the Technological University, set to the major core of which was the old Waterford Institute of Technology, has been very important for the city and county. And I think sometimes it doesn't get enough attention, but you know there's quite a large concentration of foreign direct investment. 34% of employees are working for foreign companies there. And the CSO reports that that's the third highest in the country. It has slightly lower disposable income than the national average, but it's still in 10th position. So employment has grown quite sharply there in, you know, tandem with the rest of the country. There's a quite important manufacturing base in Waterford city. You have Sanofi and Bausch and Lomb, who are kind of well-known household brands, but also Glanbia. In terms of on the ground, it has a relatively young population, but the kind of issues will be similar to other parts of the country, but I think we have to mention one in particular, and that's the service provision at Waterford Hospital, because that's been a major issue on the ground for several elections, and it was in fact the driving force behind the election of Matt Shanahan the last time around. Perhaps the airport will get a bit more attention this time. There's a lot of discussion about that, but the usual issues like childcare, housing, the cost of living, immigration may arise, will all be expected to be debated over the course of the campaign.
Barry, you know what I'm going to say next, because we say it every time just before we get into the contenders in this constituency. A reminder that the candidates we're talking about, all of this information is correct at the time of recording, but nominations haven't yet closed. So you're going to be back with us for an update at some future point. That being said, let's run through the candidates.
Well, let's start with the last time poll topper, Sinn Féin's David Cullinan. He took 40% of the vote on that occasion. On this occasion, he's joined on the ballot paper by a running mate, Councillor Conor McGuinness. And of all 43 constituencies that we've looked at, this is the one that I would put forward as Sinn Féin's best chance of having two seats where it doesn't have two seats already. Why so? Well, look at the gargantuan vote that Cullinan got the last time. Even if that drops down, if it drops down and they may maybe get 16,000 between the pair of them, they're still in the hunt of getting a seat. Of course, Cullinan's base around Waterford City. Conor McGuinness, he's out in West Waterford. And at the moment, geography is on his side. If you draw a line through the Comora Mountains down Lemmy Brine, everything over to the west of that is completely empty at the moment. So fertile ground for McGuinness to get a foothold there. And look at the local elections here as well. Sinn Féin, whilst nationally they polled 11.8% or so, in in Waterford, they actually polled 21.1% and had historic gains, including a first seat in Lismore in the history of the state. And they also took a seat in Portlaw, Kilmacthomas, despite having an independent Sinn Féin candidate there as well. So all the signs are that Sinn Féin, I'm not saying they will take two seats, but Cullinan, of course, will be certain to take a seat out of the city, and McGuinness is right in the hunt for a second seat for Sinn Féin too.
And geography can be very important in this constituency, can't it? I was talking to somebody from Waterford earlier in the day, and he was saying you've got to remember there are lots of Waterfords, and that the city people may not necessarily see themselves as having much in common with the people from West Waterford, or as he put it, from those places up near Kilkenny.
And even a lot of candidates or incumbents, they've tried to claim Dungarvan with constituency offices. But again, you can't beat the elected candidate there. And Sinn Féin, they improved their local election showing here. And as I say, if Cullinan gets maybe around 10,000 votes from the city, McGuinness maybe 6,000 votes elsewhere, that really does put them in the mix.
Teresa, do you want to talk to us about some of the other contenders?
Yeah, the next person really worth mentioning, I think, is that we have to talk about is Mary Butler, and she's the Fianna Fáil standard bearer in Waterford. She was first elected in 2016. She's very well known. She's been a Minister of State in the Department of Health. She's been quite active and projected a sense that she's been fighting for resources, with the HSE over the last 4.5 years or so. And she would be expected reasonably to reasonably comfortably hold her seat the next time around.
I disagree on that one.
I think
Mary Butler could be a slight bit vulnerable here. She is no running mate as of now, and Fianna Fáil had their most torrid local elections in Waterford in decades, accruing just 15% of the vote. So I do think it's no certainty for her to return to Dáil Éireann, especially given the clatter of candidates coming in behind her and the transfers that might be coming. But she might be under a small bit of pressure.
And I would have to, I suppose, come in then and say we should talk about Fine Gael next, because Fine Gael, has been in disarray in Waterford for a period of time. In 2020, they outgoing TD John Deasy didn't seek re-election, and there was a lot of internal problems, or there were a lot of internal problems in the party. Those had seemed to kind of settle down a little while, and John Cummins, who's a member of Shannadair and as well a senator, has been selected as the candidate for the upcoming election. But the internal troubles were even in the papers just earlier in October, so there's a lot of internal problems related to Fine Gael in this area. And so this is one of the places where Fine Gael really are targeting again, but the conditions internally with the party are perhaps not the smoothest, and not positioning them in the best way to get ahead. So
yeah, I detect a slight nervousness around John Cummins's prospects within Fine Gael, and indeed some political observers. Fine Gael had 24% of the vote here in the local elections, and maybe some question marks over whether he is the best candidate to bring all that 24% home to roost in a general election setting. And as Teresa said, those issues going back to John Deasy's time in 2019, of course, rearing their head again all those years later as well. So John Cummins, he probably should take the seat as the sole candidate, given Fine Gael's strength in the national and local polls. But it is, again, by no means a certainty. The party has pushed him at a national level. He has recovered from the controversy around the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner and his attendance at Seamon, as I said, a prominent media performer. But again, no certainty for Fine Gael to regain that seat.
And then I think small parties and independents have done quite well in Waterford over the years. If we go back, Martin Cullen was a very prominent politician with the Progressive Democrats, Brian O'Shea, and then later Ciara Conway held seats for the Labour Party. And it was Marco Cottasig who broke through in 2020 and took a seat for the Green Party for the first time. But again, the tide has gone out a little bit on the Green Party, and O'Cottasig is facing headwinds to hold that seat. He has quite a good national profile. He's been appearing in the media quite a bit, but nevertheless, I think he came in on the final seat in 2020, and there's a lot of concern within the Green Party about whether he will be able to hold on to this seat. It's not as clear cut perhaps as maybe the case of Brian Leddon in Limerick, but nevertheless, I think O'Cottasig does face an uphill challenge.
And the Labour Party Barry, they're running a former Green Party councillor, though it has to be said that was a long time ago in another county.
Yeah, I think it was actually before I was born, Rachel, not to make you feel old.
I hate to say, Barry, that was the year I started work in RTE.
Oh dear, oh dear. Yes, 1991, yeah. Saeve O'Neill, former Green Party councillor, whilst she was on a J1 as a student.
I was going to say to you, your starter for 10, she was particularly famous at the time because she wasn't in the country when she was elected.
Country, yes, and of course there have been some candidates like that since she was elected to Dublin City Council, then held the position until 1996 and most recently ran for the 2022 Shannon's by-election and has worked in the Oireachtas for Independence for Change TD Thomas Pringle as a policy advisor. She is quite prominent as well on the national airwaves. Of course, Labour did have a seat here between 2011 and 2016 with Ciara Conway, which they lost rather feebly then in 2016. There was some expectation John Pratt, based around Dungarvan, might be the candidate on this occasion. That hasn't come to pass. They've gone with Saeve O'Neill. Eyebrows raised locally. She didn't run in the local elections in Waterford. Might that have given her a bit of a footing? But again, between her and O'Cahasig, it'd be interesting to see who would come out on top. And just to add to the Green Party's woes here, they did lose two councillors, including the Metropolitan Mayor, Jodie Power, here in the local elections. But maybe between the two of them, O'Neill and O'Cahasig, whoever finishes on top, maybe one of those could eke their way into contention.
Another familiar name, Teresa, running for the Social Democrats, and that's Councillor Mary Roach.
Yes, Mary Roach had been an independent in Waterford for nearly 20 years and she has joined the Social Democrats. The Social Democrats are polling reasonably well, and I'd probably add her into that same space that Barry has just been outlining. The Labour Party, the Greens and the Social Democrats, when we look at the demographic profile of their voters, they're very similar. They tend to be reasonably educated, urban, middle class voters. So, you know, there are three candidates in this pool. And I think because O'Cahasig is already a TD, incumbency is a slight edge. I don't think it'll get him over the line, but it does give him a bigger profile. Saeve O'Neill is maybe perhaps well better known. Mary Roach may struggle on behalf of the Social Democrats here. But effectively, these three candidates are coming from the same pool in terms of voters, are swimming in the same pool of voters.
There's a three-way dance going on in quite a lot of constituencies between the Greens, Social Democrats and Labour. The strategists of all three parties would tell you whomever finishes on top in first preferences could then surge towards the seat. So watch out for that. Of course, Mary Roach co-opted back onto Waterford City and County Council to take the seat of Matt Shanahan, whom we haven't mentioned here tofore, the incumbent independent TD. He took 9% the last time, based in the city. He's opened an office out in Dungarvan. Of course, he came to prominence over calling for that 24/7 cardiac unit in Waterford. Is that as politically hot a topic in this election as it was in the last? That might be the million-dollar question around his candidacy. He is regarded locally as perhaps having Jean Poole Fine Gael, which will hurt John Cummins to some extent, but Matt Shanahan will do everything to cling on to that seat. That's one thing for sure.
Teresa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, there are questions over the Green seat here and the independent seat, and then questions about kind of a fairly complicated mix of candidates chasing those last two seats. Matt Shanahan does have a very strong national profile. He's been a very effective media performer and I think will be quite well known. And it's also worth saying, I think, that the polls right now are suggesting that independents are going to do quite well. And so in terms of kind of the national trend, it's perhaps with Matt Shanahan and maybe slightly going against Mark O'Cahasig.
Listening to all of this, Barry, and I know hurling fans will know that Waterford has the most predictable county championship. Ballygunner just win it every year, but it sounds as though their electoral race is rather more unpredictable.
Yeah, I think the only certainty here is that David Cullinan will retain his seat, and thereafter it's really a mad scramble. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil look decidedly vulnerable. You would still favour them to come through, but again, it would not be a surprise for either to lose out. Although, once we have said that, they are surely going to pump loads of resources into the respective campaigns of John Cummins and Mary Butler. Matt Shanahan there as well. But again, I would look towards Conor McGuinness and say Sinn Féin are going to throw everything at this. And if their national poll rating, currently at 19% compared to the 11% in the locals, if it's going to track up again in Waterford, remember lots of students coming home to vote perhaps on this occasion as well, I just think he might pip one of the others that we've mentioned before.
Teresa?
Absolutely, I would agree completely with Barry. Just to map it into the national trends, I think this is one of the few constituencies where Sinn Féin really are still on track to take a gain. David Cullinan got an absolutely phenomenal vote the last time in Waterford, and it's kind of hard to see that disappearing, and he's joined by quite a strong running mate. So I think in terms of the national trends, this is potentially a gain for Sinn Féin. I think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, I see them holding on here because their numbers are reasonably strong in the polls, but they will face definitely a very tight contest with a lot of competition coming from Shanahan and from Marco Cohesi and those other centre left candidates as well. So the last two seats really, very difficult to call between that kind of second Sinn Féin and that kind of coterie of other candidates.
Yeah, and I suppose the old adage, Barry, campaigns matter, and the campaign, officially speaking at any rate, hasn't yet started as of today.
As of today, it hasn't yet started. But again, I would look at those national poll ratings for Sinn Féin amongst the younger cohort. There might be the thing to be teased out. But again, what will be the zeitgeist issue, as they say? Will there be a Sinn Féin surge, a Labour surge in 1992? That is the imponderable, as we try to go through the ponderables at this stage.
Yeah, it's all still ahead of us, as they say. We'll leave it there for now. Barry, I know you'll be back with us for an update after those nominations do close. Thanks to Cormac Burke for the research, to Ruth Kennington, who was on sound, and to our producer, Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune into RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.